The draft budget represents a 5% reduction, or a gap of nearly $450,000. Dillingham Superintendent Danny Frazier says that gap is caused by a few factors, not least of which is the increasing costs of benefits and salaries for existing staff members.
We have rising insurance costs, which could go as high as 36%. We have teacher salaries, which go up. That's an average of about 2.45%. So status quo is never status quo. We still have rising costs to do business.
On top of those rising costs, the district is looking at declining enrollment. Frazier expects to lose a few students from the headcount, and with them, their base student allocation, or the amount the state gives the district per student. And of course, the district is keeping an eye on Juneau, where lawmakers say K-12 education is still on the table for deeper cuts.
The House sent their version of the budget over to the Senate. It did take out the $50 that the governor left in there. So we will not be getting any kind of raise to the base student allocation.
The proposed budget would make up over half of the $450,000 gap by cutting two certified teachers at the elementary school and two at the middle high school. It would also leave two positions, a clerk and a teacher, unfilled in the special education department. Another cost-saving idea being quietly floated is to make major changes, or perhaps even do away with, the Maximum Achievement Program, the alternative high school that has operated separately for more than 10 years. Though that has not been formally proposed by the board or by the district, several concerned teachers tried to head off the idea, testifying to the school board Monday in support of keeping the MAP school as it is now. The board plans to look at a version of the budget without the MAP school in an executive session March 7th. That day is also the next opportunity for the public to comment on the draft budget at 6 p.m. in the central office. The Dillingham School Board plans to revise and adopt a budget by March 21st. In Dillingham, I'm Hannah Colton.